morning, friends. Good morning and very welcome. I'm Adrian Flannelly, and you may have heard this theme song before. Even you might have heard it before, like this morning, like an hour ago. Yeah, because we have been on the air for an hour. And the program is coming to you from Irish Radio, Flannelly Promotions, 515 Madison Avenue in New York City. However, we are in Ireland. We, myself, and of course Áine Sheridan, who is the executive producer of all programs. And we are actually in Ireland pretty much for the month of August. And we are taping and broadcasting live from Ireland. What we are accomplishing, we hope, on this trip here is that we will be able to bring you live broadcasts from the FLA in Derry, which is taking place from the 12th to the 18th of August, and for the first time ever, the FLA Ceoil, which is the world's biggest festival celebrating Irish traditional music anywhere in on this planet, is taking place this year for the first time across the border. In Northern Ireland, in Derry / Londonderry, and we'll be there. We're going to spend most of the week up in Derry, but then we will broadcast live, and that is actually 2 weeks from today. In the meantime. And then we go on the following week. We are concentrating and happy to be invited to broadcast from Ulster and to indeed bring you many of Ulster's finest from Derry to Belfast. And so the 3 weeks from today, we will be bringing you our programs from Belfast. So in the meantime, we thought that maybe what we would do today in particular is to, bring you music strictly from Leinster. And Leinster encompasses the counties of Wicklow, of Wexford, Westmeath, Offaly, Meath, Louth, Longford, Leash, Kilkenny, Kildare, Dublin, Carlow. We set off an hour ago trying to see if we could bring you music from each and every county in Leinster. Now, I would say that we are on track. But then I am not the executive producer, and Áine Sheridan, I'm paraphrasing now, says if you're going to get songs and tunes from every county in Leinster, then you'd need to smarten up. Okay. And it's the end of the day. You're only as good in this business as your last show, and so this would be the last show of the day. Anyway, I want to acknowledge before we get started that the primary reason that we are in Ireland during this month here is that we are sponsored by Tourism Ireland and for the FLA. for our Derry trip. And we are, then we have several sponsors, including the Northern Ireland Bureau, Invest Northern Ireland, are then they're sponsoring the east of Northern Ireland when we get into over into Belfast. In the meantime, though, we are very happy to be in Ireland, and if we were to complain that this is kind of a busman's holiday, a working holiday, you know, we wouldn't, we really wouldn't, we wouldn't mean it, and I wouldn't blame you, you know. After all, you know, when you want to follow in the footsteps of mayoral candidate of New York, Anthony Weiner, you know, be telling you little bits and pieces. Okay, listen, we're in Leinster, and in we have to start somewhere. So let's start with Kildare. We brought a song to you earlier, if you were listening to us, The Curragh of Kildare by Christy Moore. But let's take the roads of Kildare from Aaron's Pride, as we say, Fáilte to the Flannelly Show. And you're welcome, of course, not only to the Flannelly Show, but also to Ireland.
Johnny was born in a mansion down in the county of Clare. Rosie was born by the roadside somewhere in County Kildare. Destiny brought them together on the road near Killorglin one day. Neath a bright paisley shawl she was singing, and she stole his young heart away. For she sang,
meet me tonight by the campfire, come with me over the hills, let us be married tomorrow, please let me whisper I will. What if the neighbors are talking? Who cares if your friends stop and stare? You'll be proud to be married to Rosie, who was reared on the road to Kildare.
Think of the parents who reared you. Think of the family name. How can you marry a gypsy? Oh, what a terrible shame. Parents and friends, stop your pleading. Don't worry about my affairs. For I've fallen in love with a gypsy who was reared on the roads of Kildare. And she sang,
meet me tonight by the campfire, come with me over the hills, let us be married tomorrow, please let me whisper I will. What if the neighbors are talking? Who cares if your friends stop and stare? Be proud to be married to Rosie, who was reared on the road to Kildare.
Johnny came down from his mansion just as the sun had gone down. Turning his back on his kinfolk and likewise his dear native town. Facing the roads of old Ireland with the gypsy he loved so sincere. As he got to the light of the campfire,
These are the words he did hear. Or she sang,
meet me tonight by the campfire. Come with me over the hill. Let us be married tomorrow. Please let me whisper, I will. What if the neighbors are talking? Who cares if your friends stop from stare? You'll be proud to be married to Rosie, who was reared on the roads of Kildare.
You'll be proud to be married to Rosie, who was reared on the roads of Kildare.
Okay, let's go back to our studios in New York and take a message from Brian O'Dwyer.
Hello, this is Brian O'Dwyer from the law firm of O'Dwyer & Bernstein. For over 100 years, our law firm have concentrated on construction accidents, scaffolding accidents, automobile accidents, personal injury, medical malpractice, and all sorts of accidents. For over the past 100 years, we have been proud to serve the Irish-American community and will continue to do so. Our offices are located on Paul O'Dwyer Way, 52 Duane Street, just beside City Hall. Our telephone number is 212-571-7100. That's 212-571-7100. And remember, there is never any charge for consultation. O'Dwyer and Bernstein, we use our legal expertise to fight for the rights of all New Yorkers.
The Gathering Ireland 2013 is indeed a brainwave and of Tourism Ireland, and it's no coincidence that this the Gathering, as it's known in Ireland, is very appropriate for this year. Ireland is digging out of pretty bad financial struggle, as a lot of other countries throughout the world are at the moment. They've done something very practical about it. Tourism to Ireland is the making or the breaking of the country. And so this is a very special year, and Ireland opens its arms to friends and family from all over the world, and calling them home, of course, to the Gathering in villages and towns and cities. You will, you know what I'm talking about. And as a matter of fact, if there's any bit of you at all thinking of heading for Ireland, log on to www.ireland.com. And don't blame yourself if you log on to Ireland.com and then decide you're going to come anyway, and this is the year to come. Now, Leinster, capital of Ireland, of course, is in Leinster, and it is Dublin, and Dublin Dublin is Dublin. For those who visit Ireland, you either love Dublin, and if you don't tell anybody from Dublin. We're going to get some Dublin stories from a Dubliner who was a singer and who left Ireland. She went to America. She got a spot in what was a very special television show, a variety show. And her name, Carmel Quinn. And to this day, Carmel is entertaining her audiences and her fans throughout the world. So who better to introduce us to Dublin stories than Carmel Quinn?
You know, it's so nice when I come out and I feel so at home here. I really do. You know, I say things like, I have been to Nebraska and Boston, Toronto and old Montreal, but I'd like to make clear, I'm so glad to be here, for I'm home when I come to St. Paul. Yeah. Yeah, and you know something? It reminds me like of long ago back in Dublin when we'd have our little parties. You know, a party, we didn't have television then. Oh, we did have radio. And it was like, the men would send out for what they'd call a jar. If you don't know what a jar is, then I'm not going to tell you. And the women would have the tea. And before you know where you are, give us a song, Mary, or give us a song, Joe. And everyone would be singing. Everybody sings. You know, I'll be calling on you shortly. And so it goes. And so I thought, wouldn't it be nice tonight? This is the feel I had. Even Saturday night, we were in Carnegie Hall. Same feel. We just made it like it was a party at home in the kitchen. And that's a nice feeling. You know something? When we'd have our parties, all the neighbours would sing. You know, they'd come in from all next door and down the street. And I knew what everyone would sing. Everyone had their one song. And all the men had their poems and jokes and, you know, this sort of thing. But a lot of the women in those days, they sang very high. It was a sort of the fashion for females to sing high. And see, I used to dread it. And I used to sit in the corner with my dog, you know, and listen, and I'd vow, I'm never going to sing high like that, you know, because my head would be split, and they'd be singing like, 'Tis the last rose of summer, and I know, and my dog would go, and his tail between his legs. And people loved him. My Aunt Julia, who helped raise us, would say, oh, she's marvellous, that woman singing, she should go far. And my father would say, I hope she does. And someone else would say, she's got a very big repertoire. And my aunt would say, but that dress hides it. And here they'd be back and forth, and you'd always know. We began to know the ones who sang with their eyes closed. You know, such passion and feeling. They'd close their eyes in ecstasy and we'd all leave. That was your chance to get out for a break. And we knew the amount of verses. They always did the lot. And everyone and the men, the serious drinkers, would head for the kitchen where the good stuff was. And so it would go, and it was fun to listen to everybody. My Aunt Julia, let me tell you, she was a wonderful lady. She used to wear her hat in the house. This was in case someone came to the door she didn't want to bring in. She'd say, I was just on my way out. And she knew how to put people in their place. If they were getting above themselves, oh, could she do it? Man across the road, an old bachelor. She'd say, that fella put years on you. He's out there sowing his wild oats and praying for a crop failure. And the people who, as they say, got on in the world, and she could always pull them down a little. Hello, Mrs. So-and-so. Terrible sorry to hear about the fire in your bathroom. Thank God it didn't reach the house. She had a way. She'd say, she loved to brag about being very sick. You know, sometimes people love to say, I was very sick, oh God. You know, she was always very sick. And she'd always exaggerate. And you know, you'd say, And Julia, how I... Oh, my God, I was very sick. Did you not know? No. Oh, my God, everyone's talking about it. Really? Oh, I was in bed for 3 days with the doctor. She also had this terrible habit of spelling very simple words in front of people, about them, to me. I'd be standing there like, you know, she'd be saying, now, Mrs. Sonsi, you're grand, you're lovely. Grand, oh, yes, it's lovely, that's great. You never look better, God is very good to you. M-A-D. To me, about the woman, St. Julia, she can spell. Don't do this. Then no matter how I grew, she'd always put her hand right down my dress to see had I my medals on. I had medals against every... I jiggled. When I walked, I rattled. But she was good. She, you know, I always think of Dublin. And Dublin this year is celebrating 1,000 years old. And I thought, oh, what good times we had in Dublin. And please, God will have again, have a little song called Dublin in the Rare Old Times.
That was Carmel Quinn there. We'll have her sing Dublin in the Rare Old Times a little bit later.
We meet again.
Have been lost.
A nice song there, indeed. It is not that well known, but it is. It's called Farewell to Dublin, and that's by Kathleen Gilhooley from a CD called My Dublin, I think it is. No, it's actually, it's called Serene Moments. Friends, if you're coming to Ireland, either now, soon, or at any point, I want to recommend to you a very reliable car rental company. It's and they have, it's a family-owned car rental, Dooley's, Dan Dooley Car Rentals, and indeed plenty of experience over 50 years. And visitors, travellers to Ireland, they've trusted Dan Dooley Car Rentals to make their journey in Ireland hassle-free. Dan Dooley Car Rental serves Belfast City and international airports at Cork, Dublin, Kerry, Shannon Airport. As a matter of fact, just about anywhere in Ireland, you are never that far away from Dooley Car Rentals. Now, for the best possible deal, I recommend that if you are in North America, call toll-free 1-800-331-9301. Track to Linden runs the American operation. And, or indeed, for that matter, you can log on to www.dandooley.com. In our first hour of our program, it didn't go unnoticed that I was struggling for a few tunes from Laois, the county of Laois, which is one of the counties, obviously, of Leinster, which we are highlighting on today's program. And I got a couple of emails telling me to pull my socks up, so I have. And actually found quite a few of them, and how, for instance, could we not know of a Laois song, It's the March of the King of Laois, and it's by the Chieftains. You're listening to The Flannelly Show on Irish Radio Network, USA. sentence. Yes, once they get going, you know, it's very hard to stop them at all. It is. I would not want to be the one to tell you, you know, that if you're not coming to Ireland this year, and even if you are, and when you go back or before you come, there is a great place, a place that is well worth a visit, and that is Ireland's Great Hunger Museum on Gartha Moor, which houses the world's largest collection of visual art, artifacts, and printed materials relating to the Irish famine. Now, the museum itself is located on Whitney Avenue near Quinnipiac University in Hamden, Connecticut. John Leahy, who is the president of Quinnipiac University, has been indeed widely honored for his visionary leadership in assembling the collection, which he began back in 1997 when he was Grand Marshal of the New York St. Patrick's Day Parade. Museum programs, indeed, friends, are very extensive. It's a 5,000 square foot museum, and it's a great opportunity for people of all ages to visit this very unique museum. Museum hours open Wednesdays from 10 to 5, Thursdays 10 to 7, Fridays and Saturdays 10 to 5, and again Sundays from 1 to 5. Log on to www.ighm.org. That's www.ighm.org. And I think we've told you, and a lot of people do know, that if you would like to get information on those who support us and are our sponsors, the easiest way to do that is to log on to our website, which is www.irishradio.com. Okay. Roses, Romantic Roses of Ireland. Here's a song by Sean O'Neill's band, and it's The Rose of Kilkenny. Appropriate enough, considering that we are playing only the music of Leinster today, on today's program.
There's a dear little girl in the town of Kilkenny. No Pauline in Ireland is fairer than she. Though humble her station be done, there's not many can equal her. Such an angel is she. Her eyes shine like stars, and her figure's perfection. She's envied by rivals wherever she goes. Her bright golden tresses and blooming complexion have won her the title Sweet Kilkenny Rose. One glance from her eyes could upset quiet view. She's modest and mild, has a real Irish nature. Her heart is loving, so tender and true.
Sean O'Neill's band there, Rose of Kilkenny. Actually, let's call on the Bards, still singing in Leinster. Oh, and I think he's going to bring us over to the town of Athy. Yes, this is Mr. O'Leary and Lanigan's Ball. Well, I thought it was. Okay, come on. Are you ready? Okay, good man yourself. Okay, here we are. Actually, it was only warming up, waiting for the clap. Yeah, waiting for the applause. Mm.
Where are you, woman? Come over to me, woman. You mean to tell me you haven't got your bower on, woman? Ladies and gentlemen, right here in the National Concert Hall, feeling groovy. God, she has it now.
Sure he has.
On the bower off. This is the woman herself. Will you give her a hat? This is Julia. Give her another hat. Around the Wicklow Mountain. Julia was passing by on the bicycle one evening. She wasn't long putting him in his box. Any young gentlemen out there in the concert hall tonight, don't forget, four legs turned out that way. Imagine the way two legs are turned out. She got the idea. Have a listen to the rhythm. Have a listen to it. You're getting it going, Julia. In the town of Athy, when Jeremy Lanigan battled the Wesley Hatton of his father, he died and made him the Lanigan, left of the farmers and next to ground. He gave a grand party to friends and relations who didn't forget him when come to the war. If you but listen, I make your eyes listen, that growl was in ructions at Lanigan's bars. 6 months they sent in double, and 6 months doing nothing at all. 6 months they sent in double, and learning to dance for Lanigan's ball. I stepped out.
I stepped in again.
I stepped out again.
I stepped in again.
I stepped out.
And I stepped in again. Learning to dance for Lanigan's ball.
We tell
got three invitations for all the nice girls and boys of my dad. Just in a minute, both friends and relations were dancing as merry as bees round a cat. There was lashes of punch, wine for the ladies, potatoes and cakes, there was bacon and tea. There were the Norans, the Dorans, O'Grady's, courting the girls and dancing away. They were doing all kinds of nonsensical polkas all around the room in a worldly gig. Just Julia and I, so banished their nonsense and tipped them a twist of a real Irish jig. Oh, that girl, she got mad at me dancing. You think the ceilings would fall? For I spent 3 weeks at Brook the Cat and we learned the steps for Lannigan's Bar. 6 months I spent in Dublin, 6 months Julia, I can feel it. The boys were as merry, the girls all hearty, dancing together in couples and groups. Still an actor and tapping Jim Terence McCarthy, put his right leg through Miss Finnerty's hoop. The creature she fainted and cried me to murder, called for her brothers and gathered them all. Carmody swore that he'd go no further, he'd have satisfaction at Lannigan's Ball. And his register rose. Some of the boys decreed she was painted. She took a small drop too much as a bowl. Her sweetheart Ned Morgan, so powerful and able, when he saw his fair calling stretched with the wall, he tore the left leg from under the table and smashed all the dishes at Lannigan's Bar. 6 months I spent in Dublin, 6 months doing nothing but talk. 6 months I spent in Dublin, learning to dance at Lannigan's Bar. I took a lick and young Ben in my queue, but soon I replied to his fine introduction and kicked him a terrible hullabaloo. Old Katie the piper, he nearly got strangled, they squeezed up his pipes, fellows, chanters and all. The girls and their ribbons, they all got entangled, and that put an end to Lannigan's Bar.
6 months I spent in Dublin, 6 months doing nothing at all.
I stepped in too quick that time, Julia. How are you thinking for a few steps? Why you dance here as anywhere else? How are you thinking, Julia? Julia, will you step out there, woman, and show them how it's done? You're in the right venue tonight.
Okay, the Bards and Lannigan's Ball. Meanwhile, friends, particularly for those on the other side of the Atlantic, because we're in Ireland, but the Irish Repertory Theatre. Well, the stage works of Irish and Irish-American classic and contemporary playwrights. And indeed, they encouraged the development of works focused on Irish and Irish-American experience, and produce works of cultures interpreted through the lens of Irish sensibility. Irish Rep co-founded, it was co-founded by Charlotte Moore and Kieran O'Reilly, has celebrated their very best in Irish theatre for now over 25 years, from such masters as, say, Brian Friel, George Bernard Shaw, Dylan Thomas, Conor McPherson, and, of course, speaking of Conor McPherson's The Weir. You'll remember that perhaps from Broadway. It was a huge hit on Broadway. Well, now both Ciarán and Charlotte have taken it to the Irish Repertory Theatre. And it is such a popular performance that they have now extended The Weir until September 8th. The Irish Repertory Theatre, located in the heart of New York City's off-Broadway theatre community. It's in Chelsea. The Chelsea District, 132 West 22nd Street. The phone number there, 212-727-2737. That's 727-2737. Okay, we might go down to Wexford for this song, and it's by Susan McKeown, and it's called Enniscorthy Fair.
An old Galtee farmer, and he had an old Galtee mare. He brought her to an Enniscorthy boys to sell her at the fair. Said the son unto the father, I'll do the best I can. The price of her is 20 guineas, but look, I'll take 1 pound. Up comes a Dublin buyer, and he asks the price of her. The price is 20 guineas, and for luck I'll give a pound. He paid him for the little mare, and then took her away to a stable in the Shannon he had taken for the day. So quickly then he paid for her before time looked around. And he went into a stable and he pulled her in behind. Put a saddle and a bridle and a jockey on her neck. You would swear she was a racer after coming off the track. Says the son all to the father, there's a mare for sale close by. She looks so bright and handsome and enticing to my eye. She looks so bright and handsome, and the jockey turned around. Said the price of her is 50 guineas, but look, I'll take 5 pounds. Says the son all to the father, be quick and make up your mind. The price of her is 50 guineas, but look, you'll take 5 pounds. But quickly then they paid for her, and away from the fair they went. And as they jogged along the road, they were both well content. Cottage at the bottom of the lane. Who should run to meet them but the little daughter Jane? Mama, mama, here comes the lass with the mare they didn't sell. Though they've hugged her mane and doctor tail, you'd know her old jog well. Oh, what did you get that mare clip for? She looks so thin and old. What did you get that mare clip for? She'll surely catch a cold. I'll sit down at the table and I'll let my temper cool. I've been married to you these 40 years and you're only a born fool. Oh,
So now, let's go to Meath. Let's go to Westmeath. And maybe we can get a song from Fiddler's Green. And the title of the song is "That's Not the Reason I Left Mullingar." Okay. Then we'll be coming up to news time from Ireland.
I walk to the city, a stranger, in the land I can never call home. I cast a sad notion across me, in search of my fortune to roam. I'm weary of working and drinking, a week's wages left in the bar. God, it's a shame for to use a friend's name to beg for the price of a jar. I remember a bright April morning when I left home to travel afar. To what tell your dead for one room and a bed? Is that the reason I left Mullingar? Oh, this London, this city of heartache, on a Friday there's friends by the score. Ah, but when the fete's finished on Monday, a friend's not a friend anymore. For a working day seems never ending, from a shovel and pit there's no break. When you're not working, you're spending a fortune you left home to make. I remember a bright April morning when I left home to travel afar. To what can you get for one room and a bed? Is that the reason I left Mullingar? Every man here finds fortune and comes home to tell of the tale. Each morning the Broadway is crowded with many thousands of tales. So young men of Ireland take warning, in London ye never will find the gold at the end of the rainbow. We might just have left it behind. I remember bright April morning when I left home to travel afar. But to what can your debt for one room and a bed? Is that the reason I left Mullingar? But to what can your debt for one room and a bed? Is not the reason I left Mullingar?
And before we head to Ireland, and before we head to Kevin O'Connor for the news, let's have the Irish Rovers. That's Dublin O'Shea.
If you get two drunk boys in this company, you'll roll round the horn in the glory of morn. He lived on the dockside near Liverpool town, and he always went down to the deep and the vagabond. Everyone knew him at Dublin O'Shea. Some say he came from Killarney. Have another drink, boys, you'll have one with me. We're home from the sea, yes, we're back on the shore. And if you get to the rum, boys, in this company, you'll roar and gay horn in the glory of morn. I sing of an Irishman, honest and plain, but what's in the name if you think of the man himself? He was a sailor, and he drunk with the same, and he mastered the fine art of Blarney. Have another drink, boys, you'll have one with me. We're home from the sea, yes, we're back on the shore. And if you get to the rum, boys, in this company, you'll roll and gay horn in the glory of morn. He was a lay preacher and a God-fearing man, with a drink in his hand. What a terrible sinner! He'd drink
with the devil and spit in his eye when he told his confession on Friday. Have another drink, boys, I'll have one with me.
Okay, well, you can have a drink, I suppose. You can definitely have one in Ireland here if you are in Ireland, as we are. However, being very independent, and yes, he is, let's go to Roundwood in County Wicklow and catch up with Kevin O'Connor, who's going to bring us the news and sports. You're listening to WVNJ 1160 AM, Oakland, New Jersey, New York, Connecticut. You may be listening to us anywhere in the world, live and archived on Irish Radio, www.irishradio.com.